save your chosen piece. On Hit 92.9. Righto, here we are about to review another daily dose of content gold from our favourite FM radio breakfast personalities, Xavier, Jules and Pete. Yeah, roll the WAV file. Roll it. Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Stuff happened in the show. Lots.
Do you watch the TV with subtitles on?
Turns out you're not the only psycho out there.
You can hear better. It's the same when you're driving along and you're looking for an address, right? And you got the radio turned up and then you turn it down so you can see better.
I absolutely do that.
Same thing.
Yep, absolutely do that.
It happens when you get over 32.
Really?
I said 32 because they...
I'm 32.
Well, yeah, but until you turn 33, you're still 32.
Wait till you're staring down the barrel of 35.
Mate, at least you're accomplished, right? You've got a house, wife, been married, got two kids. Hopefully one on the way later on. But
does it still work at 35?
Does what still work? Mate, I'm 35, not dead. He's talking about my ding-a-ling.
Oh, you don't say
no,
that.
No, I was not.
My dad was 43 when I was born.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He was active.
Yeah, very.
Good man. It still works.
So, oh, yeah. Gosh. Can we don't have to have this conversation, do we?
I was actually talking about that. But
what
anyway,
were we talking about then?
Hey?
What were we talking about?
Does it still work? Like at 35, his attitude, his love for radio, is it still working for him?
Look, I'll show you.
Ah!
That didn't sound like it was working.
It sounded like it just died.
It feels that way sometimes. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's very kind words from you, Jules, about being accomplished. The bank owns my house.
Yeah.
And my kids own everything that I've bought or owned in my entire life now. So
my kids hate me. The bank owns my house. My wife's going to divorce me. Life sucks. What's a man got to do?
How about you, mate?
What?
How are you?
Oh, we're still going.
Oh, okay. Enjoy the
podcast.
Yeah,
no, I'm going well.
Bye.
I'm going well. Bye. Love yous.
Now, there's a little something going on here at the station at the moment. Occasionally, I think you were the first to stumble upon it, a white Mercedes dropping Jules off Xavier.
That's right. I remember I pulled in out the back of work and at 4 a.m. or whatever time it was, there's a white Mercedes parked. And I thought I was going to get shivved. Remember that you thought I was the gangsters
were
after me?
Yeah, the Uber riders are getting pretty bougie these days.
Is that how you pay for Ubers these days?
What?
Never mind. UberX, I think they call it. I think you can get those in UberX, mate. The
UberXLs.
App. Anyway.
You wouldn't know anything about it.
Off the back of that, last night, for those of you who are Bachelor fans, you might have seen that they had a psychic in. Now, they had this psychic talking about all sorts of things. We got a hold of this psychic yesterday and decided to hit her with a couple of questions about white Mercedes and Jules' love life. Hi, Alison. So, you're on The Bachelor. You're diving into a couple readings with Lockie and the Bachelorette.
Yes.
I need you to tell me our own little Bachelor situation in our studio. So, I'm married. Pete's married. Jules isn't.
You just need to be very wary about anyone that might be around you at the moment, love, because he's not there for the right reasons. There's a Queensland connection to this.
Do I smell kids?
Oh. Not anytime soon, but there will be a little girl.
Okay, so from that, I mean, she didn't really tell me anything I really wanted to hear. The person I'm currently involved in isn't there for the right reasons, the right intentions.
What does that even mean, though?
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, I think you have to look introspectively at what are the reasons you want out of it.
Oh, shush. Anyway, so what I thought I would
Good
do.
Good point,
so,
Peter.
Thank you, Xavier.
Yesterday, right, I had to go to IKEA to pick up my rack. And
a clothes rack.
A clothing rack, yep, yeah. Sorry. And not a meat rack, clothing rack.
Well, I'll see the other.
Gosh, shush. Anyway, so I asked the white Mercedes guy if he could please take me out there to pick this up. And as we're driving along, and he knew that we're having the psychic, you know, on, and he asked me how it went. And my phone was in my bag, so I was like, oh, I wrote some things down. And I picked it up and I started recording, but I was pretending that I was like typing and reading something at the same time. So, but I ended up recording him in response to the things that this psychic said yesterday. And this is what happened.
She's said that the person that I am currently involved with isn't with me for the right intention.
Okay, it's the jumper.
jumper?
It's the Amy Shark jumper. I've always wanted a big jumper. Yeah, you can get out of my life.
Was it on air, was it?
Yeah. She also said that I'm going to meet someone and she seems to think that they're from like Brisbane or something.
What's her success rate?
Like, I mean, they've got her on the batchy, so she's got to be pretty good.
Well, do you know that there was a current affair on tarot card readers?
Saying what?
It's just all they tested it a handful out.
Yeah.
And the conclusion was that they'll pick something out that anybody can relate to. What?
Do you want to marry me?
Do I want to marry you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe one day if it works out.
Would you have babies with me?
Yeah, if we're both ready for it.
Would you like a little girl?
Oh, yeah, not too fussed at all, as long as they're healthy.
What do you reckon about this Brizzy guy?
I know one thing for sure, you're not going to Brisbane by yourself.
It's a big conversation to have with someone you're not in a relationship with, Peter.
Yeah, it is, very much so.
What are you talking about? I asked him those things on the first date.
Right.
No, it did.
Explains a lot.
What do you mean explains a lot?
No, he took it well.
On a first date.
To me, he sounded very defensive early on. He sounded very defensive.
What do you mean? Oh, well, you just had a psychic.
Well, to be honest, he was like, yeah, right. Okay, well, what's the intentions? What?
Well, okay, so the Brisbane connection, right? He said, oh, you're not going to Brisbane by yourself. So maybe the Brisbane connection is he comes across with you if you ever go to Brisbane.
Mm.
All right. Yep, not good.
Mate, I think you took it well, Jules.
Thanks.
I think he took it well, and he's a non-believer, which is because I am deep into believing in
psychiatric
or whatever it's called.
I think that explains everything.
I'm big
anyway, no, that bit at the end, like honestly, I'm pretty forward.
What are you gonna call her?
With what? The baby?
Mm.
I don't know. That's like way off. I'm not calling my kid Rami Luce at all. No, not at all. Stop looking at me like that. It's
a great conversation to hear, but really weird for someone not in a relationship.
We're not.
Hit 92.9's. Trivia, Jules
and Pete. I want to know if you're a parent psycho like me, because I watch TV and movies with the subtitles on. Because I was saying yesterday, you know, when it comes to subtitles on TV and it comes up with the audio description of, you know, dogs barking, it says dog barking or it says crowd cheering, I thought to myself, you're hearing impaired or you were born, you know, deaf and you've never heard any sound. How do you know what a dog sounds like?
Mm.
Or how do you know what people
maybe
cheering sounds
maybe
like?
Maybe they've got a creative imagination and the noise in what their head is what they think, like what they want it to be.
Anyway, I really want to get to the bottom of that and find out.
Let's get someone on.
But yesterday I was called a psycho for actually watching TV with the subtitles on, like just normal TV.
Believe in yourself, Jules. There are good reasons why, and people are calling up with them. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thanks, babe. Now, do you do this?
I sure do. I do not think you're a psycho at all. I watch it with the subtitles because I'm a mom of two, and when I'm trying to watch Beverly Hills Housewives, you know, I'm trying to concentrate, and I've got two kids running around.
Yep.
I have to have subtitles on because otherwise I can't hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
So I do it all day long. Yes, and I'm crazy at all.
Lauren, it's been 4 years since I've watched a movie without a soundtrack of screaming kids in the background of it.
Well, maybe you should watch subtitles then.
Oh, no, I got those.
Gosh, that makes me not want to have kids.
Lauren, side note while we're talking about it, you don't mean natural sleeping tablets for kids, do you?
No, it's called a sleep trainer, and it's about $500, and that'll be
a trick.
I'm buying one today.
He's getting two.
A sleep trainer.
Sleep trainer. Okay, you go.
Google it there, X.
Oh, no, I will. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Bethany. Hey, babe.
Hey, how are you?
Well, thank you. Now, do you watch TV movies with your with the subtitles on?
100%, every time.
Why, Beth?
Why? There's so many reasons. So, it increases my vocabulary.
Oh, nice.
It hasn't really helped me much.
What's the biggest?
Be honest.
Jules does the same thing. that's not really going to nail your point home.
I can watch foreign films and it won't affect me because I read normally.
I watch my favourite movie or top three all time, and I've watched one movie in subtitles, and it was a French movie, and it was about a bloke in a wheelchair, Independables or somebody.
What was it called?
What was it called? We spoke about it yesterday. It was The Intouchables.
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 Yeah, and it was brilliant. And I've always, for a long time, said I'm not watching foreign movies. I can't sit down and read. But they're brilliant, aren't they, Beth?
They're awesome.
Have you watched the one I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, please do.
Everyone's going to be downloading it now. Thanks, Bethany. All right, we've got Rebecca. Babe, you're a psycho like me, apparently.
Oh, my God, yes. What do you mean? I don't understand people who can watch TV and not have subtitles. It doesn't make any sense.
What, now, just using your ears?
No, here's the thing, is that you need to hear, like, okay, you could hear whatever's coming from that TV.
Yep.
But the thing is, the words could be different. I don't know, maybe I'm missing out on something. The plot twist could be completely different. I need to know.
To be honest, sometimes, like, I play a little game with myself and make sure that the subtitles match up with what they're saying, because sometimes I get it wrong and I have a little laugh.
Can you imagine?
On my own.
If there was a completely different storyline running through a movie in subtitles as there is actually in the movie, that'd be awesome.
We should probably try and do that. Let's try and rewrite a story in subtitles of a movie.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, let's just do one scene.
Let's storyboard it.
Let's try and change the Mufasa scene out of Lion King. Make it not so sad.
Somebody dies on the screen.
Yeah, no. But we can.
Maybe
he may
just
have
sleeps.
A little sleep.
He's sleeping for a long time.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen piece.
Weighing in at slightly more than usual, thanks to the wads of cash in her pocket from a successful side hustle, welcome the 4-0 record blonde Ebony Bomber Bridges. Let's get ready to rumble.
Y'all ready for this?
Hi, Ebony.
Hey, I feel like I'm walking out to a fight.
Right? Get you pumped up. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm awake.
Mate, what's it like to make headlines for a cheeky side hustle? And I mean cheeky in every sense of the word.
It's good. You know, it's a bit of exposure. It's crazy. It's been a crazy few days.
Okay, so this creepy side project that you've got is it selling pictures of your socks or selling your socks? That you've worn?
Both of them.
Both of them. Okay, so, now, did I read that you made $4,000 off a picture of your socks on the
in a month?
Yeah, over the last couple of weeks. So I sell my actual used dirty socks from training for $1,000. I sell pictures of my socks on the floor, like just on the floor, not even on my feet, for like $100, $150.
So wow.
The first time I sent a picture, I put the socks like nice so you can see the brand and stuff. And they're like, no, can you please turn them upside down so I can see the dirty bottoms?
Oh.
Hey, does it freak you out sometimes when you're talking to these guys?
I don't talk to them. I literally just say, here's my PayPal. If you want a picture, it's $100, $150. If you want my socks, you know, it's $1,000. But they're all British, so it's all in pounds.
So what you're saying is you only talk in dollars.
That's it. Literally. No, 100%.
Ebony,
And I mean, it's like for me, it's a joke. Like, I mean, I'm just, honestly, I give them my PayPal. I'm like, if you want to buy, here's my PayPal. Put the money in. As soon as you get the money, then you get the picture. Or you get, give me your address and I send it out. Like,
make them pay first.
I'm definitely not there to, like, entertain them. Like, it's just, and if they don't pay me, I don't really care because it's just, for me, it's just still just a joke.
Like, Ebony,
I've got a job. I've got two jobs already. So I don't really, you know.
Do they ever send you, like, an update of what they do with your socks or with the picture or?
No.
Why would you want an update?
You know, everyone on my feed and my tweets is always having a laugh about what they think they're doing for socks. And
So, mate, you've moved into the world of sock selling. What else are you being hit up for? What are some of those creeps out there after?
I know I've had some people that ask me, can I get your, just obviously your feet. But I haven't done that because this is so weird, but for me now, so showing my feet like without socks on them or just like nude feet is like selling nudes to me. I feel really awkward about it. So I haven't yet sold actual pictures of my feet.
Oh, really?
That does make me feel a bit uncomfortable. Like the socks on the floor, I'm not fussed about.
Yeah.
But they ask me for my tights, my training tights, training tights. But I mean, I like my tights. I don't want to give them away.
Actually, how many pairs of socks have you sold? Like, have you given away? I should say, not given away.
Yeah, just two pairs. So that's like $2,000 because it's £500 each.
Right,
And then the pictures, sometimes I'll sell a couple of pictures a day.
You're making bank. I like it.
And it's the same picture.
I know people are driving along right now just going, what can I sell? Like, what can, how can I make bank off this?
I will sell used panties.
Yeah.
I will wear a thong up my another bag and sell it.
When it initially went viral on Twitter, because it went, like, it was about 6 weeks ago, it went global. So, if, like, you know, there's heaps of articles. It went into, like, 25 different countries.
Yeah.
I had, like, a lot of UFC fighters and professional boxers overseas in the UK and, like, even America retweeting my tweet. Because I made a tweet saying, oh, I love my British fans, you know. I just sold a pair of my socks for £500 and, you know, for me to send it to my dirty socks to send to, you know, the UK. You know, you guys are the best, blah, blah, blah. And then I had obviously some famous UFC fighters and boxers to retweet my thing saying, hey, I've got like a dirty jock strap if you want that, but I'll sell it for a lot less. You know what I mean? They're like, £500, don't worry, I'll give it to you for
£100. All right.
So it was... Yeah.
Ebony, look, if there's anybody listening right now who's got this weird fetish and would like to reach out, where can they find you?
You can get me on Instagram at Ebony, EBANIE underscore Bridges, or on Twitter at, again, Ebony Bridges.
I just
just
a spare of socks, please, right?
To be honest, girlfriend, I think you're going to give us your PayPal details.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I'll put it up there. I might put it in my bio.
We've got a mystery box prize here that we're giving away at the end of the year. So, you know, we might lob those in there.
You can get my next fight socks.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, mate. We'll reach out. Good on you, Ebony. Thanks for being a good sport. Thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Take care, girlfriend.
Good. Have a good day.
Bye. See ya.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels
and peace. Oh, mate, I want to talk about the PC society out there we're living in at the moment. The world's gone completely and utterly mad. It's getting worse by the day. You know what? I might just live in my house and never, ever come out again.
Oh, geez,
I'm absolutely
happened?
Done with everybody that needs to change all the rules, all the fun, because we're too afraid of kids to not win something.
Oh, what happened now?
Well, there's a school, a primary school north of where we are sitting today in Subiaco.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the name. Apparently, a letter's been sent out to the parents regarding the school athletics carnival that's on today, I believe.
Okay.
Saying that, you know, when you go to an athletics carnival, you support your house, you wear your colours.
Oh, yeah, it's
your
like chants. Red, blue, green or yellow, usually.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Well, now this school has said, we're not going to do any added colours. You wear your team, your
T-shirt.
Your house shirt, that's it. No added, you know, paint on the face.
What?
No added hairspray.
What?
No added streamers. Nada.
That was like the whole reason why I'd even go to an athletic carnival was to dress up. I wouldn't even compete.
Oh, 100%.
No chance.
You're
Who are
joking.
We? Can't you guess? We're the boys from MGSGRAMMAR. Grandma, rah, rah, rah. None of that stuff anymore. No.
Well, you can't even chant.
No chance.
Okay, what's the reason for this?
Relays. Gone.
Why are too competitive? Why are relays gone?
No, you're joking.
What do you mean too competitive?
Gone.
How? What's too competitive over a relay versus like a 100-meter sprint?
Well, say there's four houses, four teams, 16 athletes or 16 kids running. There's going to be 12 losers. Oh my God, my heart breaks for the 12 that didn't get to win this time. Oh my God, it's pathetic. 131060 is the phone number. Please, out there, parents, or you might be a teacher or whatever, how PC is your school gone?
Jeez, I was outraged when I found out that kids couldn't take their own birthday cakes to school to share with their class. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
That stuff.
That is pretty outrageous.
Mate, there was one going on over East where a letter went out to the parents saying, can you please dumb down your lunches? So
what?
Can you please, no more fancy lunches. So, you know, not every kid's got the fancy lunch. So please limit the expectations for lunches. Mate, the world's crazy. 13, 10, 60.
I can tell you.
How PC has schools gone?
As somebody who went to St. Norbert College and was in Tongalo, which was the worst performing athletics house at that college over 5 years while I was there, I contributed to that.
Yeah.
The losses that we suffered... set me up for life. It's disgusting, mate. It actually really is disgusting.
It is. So 131060 is the number. If you've got kids or you might be a sibling or you might be a teacher, whatever it is, 131060, what PC stuff's gone mad around your kids?
And you know what?
It's crazy.
We're only going to pick one of you to go into the mystery prize draw.
No, we don't want
not
any
all
losers.
Of you.
No, one.
Yeah, just one.
If it's not good enough, you're not going
just
in.
Just to prove a point.
We don't all need to be winners in this world.
Oh, I want everyone to win.
We don't all need to, because then we can learn from our experiences. So then if something bad does happen to us, we don't go, oh, well, I'm always just used to winning because that's how the world's set up these days.
Hit 92.9's.
First, we're talking about how PC the community's going at the moment. There's a school conducting a sports day today that has banned extra colours, chants, relay races, all that sort of business because, you know, just political correctness. Not everyone can win, so let's not do it and let's not create, you know, a team environment. Insane. Oh, it's crazy. 13, 10, 60. What PC stuff have you encountered along your journey?
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. What you got?
So basically, the kids this year are getting charged a $6.50 entry fee just to go into the Father's Day store.
You're getting charged to go into the Father's Day store?
Why?
Yeah, and then pick an additional present afterwards.
Oh, and then you got to... Jeez.
Why are they paying $6.50 to get in?
Oh, they must be bust.
Jeez.
Mate, that's random. Hey, Hannah.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, mate. What's going on here? Your brother's kids in America.
Yes. So, obviously, COVID, not good.
No.
So, they've banned basketball at school because, obviously, you pass the ball to each other. So, yeah, they're not allowed to play basketball anymore.
So, they can sit in a classroom next to each other and, you know, do everything else in school. But when the basketball's getting shared, oh, no, we can't have that.
No.
Far out, mate. Like, it is a little bit unusual, isn't it? You know, good for one thing, not good enough for something else.
Mate, there's that many rules. Honestly, there'd be more people out there. There's that many rules that these kids have got to, the parents have got to deal with to get their kids to school these days. It's crazy.
Mm. I mean, obviously you two are dealing with it more than what I am. Do you guys have any rules at preschool or childcare?
No. Kindy and daycare is pretty straightforward. Yeah, and a little bit different, I guess. But look, if you're listening right now and you got some stories you can share with us, mate, about how PC your school has gone.
Some schools don't have bins. You take your rubbish home.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
No.
Fact.
No.
Fact.
No.
Hit 92.9's. Take your
chosen piece. Tom in Bedford. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate.
What do you got for us, Tommy boy?
Not for me directly, but I got a mate who plays footy on the weekends, and they've gone to a stage where they're not keeping scores anymore during games because it's too competitive.
Oh, I have heard about this. This is really happening?
Yeah, I don't know, I guess... taking a bit too overboard, I guess.
So, Tom, what do you have any kids, mate?
I do, but they're more video games, mate.
Yeah, but are you okay if your child loses a game of video gaming or anything like that? You're pretty happy with that? Doesn't worry you?
I think it prepares them for life, to be honest.
Oh,
and
mate.
If we don't do that, then, yeah, I guess we're not getting them ready, are we?
Tom, how old are the kids that are playing footy?
They're about six.
Six is old enough. Gee whiz.
Mate, Ted's never going to beat me until he gets old. Mm. The current score in running races is 100-0. I'm bashing
him. Hey, Tash.
Hey there, how you going?
Good, mate. What's going on here?
So, obviously, COVID changed a few things, but pre-COVID, our school didn't have soap in the bathroom.
Why?
No soap.
So there was a reason. The kids were being a bit... cheeky and using it as a slipping hazard. So the slipping hazard superseded the health hazard
right.
of not washing your hands properly. But they could bring their own bar of soap in. But how many kids do you know that are going to do that and remember to use it?
Sorry, miss, I forgot my bar of soap. I've got to go again.
Oh, my God. Danielle.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Going well, mate.
All right, babe, tell us your experience.
Well, it was a couple of years ago now, but my daughter's primary school started having three kids in a race at the running at the sports carnival so that everyone would get a ribbon.
Oh, so that'll, second that'll and do, third.
That'll do.
We pulled her out of that
really?
School as a result because that's just doesn't prepare them for life.
Yeah, it's ridiculous,
oh,
isn't
wow.
it? It's absolutely ridiculous. Far out. Danielle, thank you very much for your call this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day.
All right, so everyone's a winner.
Yep.
Oh, no wonder everyone's having a bloody mental breakdown.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen piece.
Okay, this is Happy as Jerry, where I come across these stories that just put a smile on my face. Hopefully it does for you as well. Now, I do just have to say that this is a sad story at the beginning, but it does turn happy, all right?
It
absolutely does. Okay. Now, when it comes to buying feminine hygiene products...
Toothbrushes,
you guys,
toothpaste.
No, I'm talking about pads and tampons. Zave gets so weirded out every time we talk about anything to do with
Zave
women's needs.
Yeah.
you guys are both married. Have you ever had to go to the store and buy any pads or tampons for the missus?
Oh, once.
How did it make you feel?
I just got very confused at everything I was looking at.
Yeah. It is quite confusing. I get confused. I'm female and I buy them all the time, so I can understand what it is.
I've done it quite a few times.
Okay.
And just man up and just get it
done. Do you care? Do you get nervous?
I remember the first time I did it, I was at the service station down in Augusta and I bought them and the young guy working behind the counter and I had to stipulate they weren't for me. Yeah.
I remember this.
I made my dad go and buy me some when I was younger
yeah.
And I didn't know, like, it was at the very early stages, right, when I got them. So I didn't know, how often they came, that kind of stuff. So I sent my dad to the store and he got me black and gold ones, the cheapest ones. And I didn't have an allergic reaction to it.
So, maybe made of sandpaper, those ones.
Anyway, I do understand how difficult it is, but...
We once told my mate in boarding school that when his girlfriend had it, that it lasts for a month, not for a week, in a month, like for the entire month.
Well, and she gets them every month. Anyway, the story that I saw this morning, a husband has been left in tears after feeling humiliated at the store for buying his wife's pads. Now, he was on his way home from work. His wife rang him and said, "Hey, babe, can you pick me up some pads?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." But when he went into the store and he was feeling nervous, yeah. He was like, you know, when you are faced with the big, selection and all different brands, different colours, different uses, that kind of stuff.
I would have gone to Rebel Sport and bought home some cricket pads.
What happened was, he's like, "I'm so confused. Don't want to get the wrong one." So he FaceTimed his wife, right?
Yeah.
And he's standing in front of the aisle and he's FaceTiming her, showing her which one, like what's on the shelves, so she can pick
the options.
And this lady, a fellow shopper, accused him of being a pervert because he had his phone out and was filming, right? And he's trying to explain that his wife is on the phone. She's trying to pick. She went and got a store manager and they literally told him that he had to leave. So he bought the pads and then left. But sad thing about it, he sat in the car and he felt so humiliated and embarrassed that he just started crying.
Yeah, bad.
So he shared this story online, and this is where it turns great, is that all these women and other men especially are supporting this guy and saying and sharing their experiences of what happened when they went to the store to buy for their partners.
Yeah.
And really supporting him. But I just thought, you know, every guy knows that, the first time they've gone, how embarrassing it can be. And every woman is probably sitting there laughing because I'm not going to lie. Every time I've sent a guy to go and buy them, I'm always at home giggling, like just wondering what experience are they going to get because I know that they're embarrassed.
Every time you've sent a guy?
Yeah.
How often do you do that? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I sent Mercedes guy one night to go and get...
Mercedes.
I was in like a lot of pain, right? And I couldn't sleep. And he's like, "I'll go and buy you some Nurofen."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh no, get Naprogesic." Because that's a period pain.
That's the one, right? I like to use.
So he's gone to the chemist and asked for Naprogesic. And same like you, Axis, the chemist said, these are it. And he's like, "Yeah, they're not for me." And she said, "I figured."
But the guy down in Augusta I said it to was only a young teenager. So I might have confused him. He might think it's coming for him. When I said, "Oh, no, not for me, mate." He might not understand what's going on either.
Anyway, moral to the story, it's okay for men to buy and cry.
Ah, good on you. Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.